The regional Native Corporation for Southeast Alaska upped its income by $50 million in 2014. Officials at Juneau-headquartered Sea Alaska say it's the start of a multi-year recovery, but critics point to figures showing it's still losing money. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld filed this report.
2013 was a dark year for Sea Alaska. Its construction company badly underestimated two federal projects, losing more than $25 million. Problems with other businesses more than doubled that amount. The corporation's 2014 annual report, which was just released, paints a much brighter picture. It says profits totaled almost $15 million, with growth coming from its service sector. CEO Anthony Malott says it's the start of a significant recovery.
We believe 2014 was a great turnaround that created a stable platform to lead to the progress that we need for the corporation.
But right now, it's not looking that bright. Sea Alaska still lost money last year. The profit only comes when funds for a shared pool of similar Native corporations' natural resource earnings is included. Without that money, from a Northwest Alaska mine and North Slope oil development, Sea Alaska is $9.5 million in the red. Official numbers are closer to $7 million because some corporate expenses aren't counted as losses. The result is the smallest amount of business and investment income going to shareholders' dividends in about a dozen years. CEO Malott says that will change.
Stable increasing dividends is what we want to build towards. 2013 will be a drag for a few more years, for sure.
Sea Alaska expects growth in its timber subsidiary, which almost closed down. Congress last year passed a controversial lands bill turning over 70,000 acres of the Tongass National Forest. Sea Alaska Timber Corporation is logging its first parcels from that package now on the Cleveland Peninsula and Prince of Wales Island. Chief Financial Officer Doug Morris says the timber subsidiary is cleaning up and closing some older logging sites.
As well as there's a lot of infrastructure they're going to put into place. New roads and buying more gear and stuff, getting ready for this new life that they're going to have going forward. So it'll be profitable, but not at the levels that we want to see as we go forward.
Sea Alaska is looking to make some significant new investments. It sold off its profitable plastics partnership in a smaller company to help fund new acquisitions closer to home. Malott says it's reviewed at least 100 businesses so far. One area is natural foods.
We're looking very closely at the seafood industry, and of course the seafood industry could have connection to Alaska and Southeast for sure.
Officials are also looking at data analytics. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.